Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's another Black Twitter show. All right, today we're talking the Grammys, the good, the bad, the ugly, the train wrecks. And we're also talking Russell Wilson. Did he really buy Ciara's Masters or not? All that and more coming up right after this.
Tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
What in the 2002 BET is this?
Hey, it is what it is. It's the new VHL. You know, coming in on it. That's right. Hey guys, I'm Alina Vision. You can follow me on all social media at Alina Vision. And today I am joined by the one and only Jesse Janity.
What's up?
Hey,
y'all, hit me up everywhere, DJ Jesse J.
That's right. So glad to have you in
I know,
today.
I've never done a show with
you. I
know,
we never have. Like, we hang out, yeah, but
and
we've never
like,
done a show together.
Filmed stuff, but
yeah.
This is like...
This is our first panel, so hey.
Our first little Kiki.
Ow. Okay. And I think you're going to be perfect for today because we're talking all things Grammys.
All right, well.
So...
I watched.
Oh, okay.
Four hours.
Yeah. What did you think? Like,
first
right off
of
the
all,
top.
4 hours. Like, this is not.
Was
the
it
Super
4 hours? Because I recorded it.
4 hours.
And so I fast forwarded
I fast forwarded through all of it. But, you know, I fast forwarded through the 4 hours. You know, I was just like, you know. I don't know if it's, like, as you get older, like, you don't believe in Santa Claus anymore, and it's just, like, Christmas just ain't Christmas like it used to be.
Right.
I don't know if it's, like, that or, like...
I think it's award shows in general.
They're not performing, like, I remember, like, the Grammys, MTV, VMAs,
right.
It was gonna be NSYNC, Britney Spears, like, TLC, and they're, like, doing all the choreography, the fireworks, everything... And, like, now it's just, like, first of all, the Grammys, I feel like it's a funeral. Because it's always some, like, indie folk, like, with a spotlight.
Right.
And they're, like, singing, and it's slow. And I'm like, what is this? What am I watching? Who is this? What radio station is this played on?
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm like, oh, Lady Gaga, thank God.
Right.
You know?
Now,
like,
do you like the fact that they do melodies, or would you prefer them doing, like, one, maybe two songs when they're up there?
No, I prefer the medleys.
Okay.
Actually, I'm upset with... I think if it's a big enough song, fine. Like how Lady Gaga did her the thing from whatever the movie's called, Star, whatever, Boy Is Born. Makes sense why she did just that song. Like, but like Cardi, shout out to Cardi for winning. But I wanted more from it. Like, I thought it was cute. She did like this whole Vegas thing because she's gonna have the Vegas residency.
Right.
But it was like the whole Money song. Like halfway through, I was like, okay.
Oh, so you were like,
I was just kind of like,
ready next.
What's next? Like, okay, we got the costume, adding to the costume. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to go into like, I Like It or another Cardi song. Like, Money, just to me, it was like, it lost its steam at the end. But I thought it was dope visually. I thought what she was trying to go for, like,
right.
It was great. But like, I like the medleys. I like when they put artists on stage together that you wouldn't expect. Like, the Dolly Parton tribute was... I thought it was really cool.
I thought it was cool, too.
And I never realized, like, oh...
I kind of like Dolly.
I kind of like Dolly Parton.
All right, well, getting back to what Black Twitter was saying. All right, what did you... what did you think about Alicia Keys? It was her first time hosting the Grammys.
And hopefully her last.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you didn't like it.
She's too chill.
See, I liked the chill. I thought it was something different. I felt like it made it a little bit more intimate. It was different than LL Cool J, who I feel is a good host. He's a great host, but it's very hosty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I wasn't there with it. Like, did it bother me? No. Did I love it? No. You know, to me, the Grammys, it's like, look, this is a four-hour production. Like, if you aren't going all out, like... What are you doing here? You know, like, I get Alicia's, like, no makeup. Like, I'm coming with a headscarf
on.
She
looked amazing,
and she looked, you know what I mean? Like, if I could just show up with a headscarf and, like, in my pajamas, I'd be great, too. But, like, then...
You and my husband are on the headscarf and
the, it's just like, girl, like,
and the pajamas.
Well, and, like, fine. As one outfit, fine. Right. But, like, I want, like, every time I see you to be in something different. And then once she switched to that, like, girl, are you in World War II pilot season? Like, that leather thing?
With the hat? Because that
no,
was hot.
No, I like the hat one.
Yeah.
She wore, like, this leather
one-piece
jumpsuit.
One piece, yeah.
And it was cute, but it was, like, she wore it for a really long time and then wore it in the Motown performance. And it was just like, okay, this is confusing. I wasn't here.
Okay,
I just,
how did you feel about her playing the two different pianos?
Awesome. I thought
that
was a great
tribute.
That
was the best
tribute.
Part of the show.
I thought that... That's what Alicia Keys does.
That was amazing.
You know, like,
she
Alicia
is
Keys is here.
Talented.
Yes. And that's what we want to see from her.
Exactly.
She's not a host.
Exactly. All right. So, you know what? She actually, I think, got some inspiration. And let's see what people on Black Twitter were saying. This is from Taylor. It says, hashtag Alicia Keys playing two pianos at once reminded me of the late, great Hazel Scott.
This is who she, yeah. She
yeah,
did do this
which
as a
is
tribute.
Exactly. Amazing. I mean, it's Black History Month. Here we go. Take a little listen. That's crazy.
Hey.
That's amazing. I don't even know. Like, I can't even, like...
fathom doing anything
exactly,
like that.
Exactly.
I'm like... Never mind. One
what
hand's
you gonna
enough.
Say? What you gonna say?
One hand's enough.
You got talents with one hand. So, also, Kamau Bell said, watching my 7-year-old daughter enraptured while she watched Alicia Keys sing ended up unexpectedly being one of the greatest moments of my life. Thank you. Hashtag Grammys. I think for little girls out there watching, that was amazing.
Yeah. No, agreed. I thought the performance-wise, this confused me too.
Wait a second. Okay, so now we're talking about Michelle Obama coming out with the five, or it was in the five. So it was like Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, Alicia Keys, and J-Lo. Why did Michelle confuse you? Why did this confuse you?
Because... I get, like, doing a performance and having it send a message, but I'm like, this is the beginning of the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's during award season. There's so many, like, things going on in the world that make life so serious. And to me, music is something that can take you away from that. It can also be a powerful tool to use as a defense, you know what I mean, as well. But it was just like, I just felt like the Grammys was like reaching into a bowl like of Family Guy topics and like, Michelle Obama!
I love, when I saw Michelle, J-Lo! I was like, I did a Tiffany Pollard. I was like, Michelle! Like, I love Michelle,
and I get excited.
And she
too,
got a huge standing ovation, and I mean, it was the right audience.
Like, Jada Pinkett, like, musically, what do these two women have?
Right, I get what you're saying about that, but if you listen to what they said,
yeah.
Then it made sense. Because when they first did come out, my husband and I were like, well, they're not performers. Like, it made sense with J-Lo and Gaga, but then when you had to hear what they said, it made more sense. Yeah. All right, so moving on, Drake. Drizzy Drake, Champagne Poppy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, won a Grammy. He declined to perform at the Grammy, so there was some definite bad blood in between them, but he won the Grammy. As he was giving his Grammy speech.
I mean, barely.
A second in. He was pretty much saying, you know, you don't need a Grammy as long as you have fans and they're singing your song and, like, you're a hero in your neighborhood, like, you don't need this. You've already been successful. You've already won. This shouldn't be the measure of success. And as soon as he pretty much said that, Grammys just, the director cut, went to commercial. They didn't even have, like, playoff music.
That's disrespectful, Grammys. Like, shame on you. And I would hope that, you know what? Shout out for him even saying that, because there's so many artists, talented artists, who
will never win a Grammy.
Will never win a Grammy. Like, right. Nicki Minaj. Like, she got all this backlash on Twitter, like, making fun of her because she's never received a Grammy. If you look at the list of hip-hop artists that have not received Grammys,
there's a lot.
You'd gag.
Yeah.
Because they're the greatest.
Yeah.
So, for me, I think what he said is real. Like, you know, yes, is it an honor? Great. Thank you so much. You know, it's going to go on my mom's wall at home. But, right. Like, if I measure my success by an item, I can't create good music, good art. Like, You know, like, and I just looked at it like that, and shame on the honestly, shame on the Grammys.
Right.
For
they
doing
said
it.
Like it's they didn't do it on purpose because well, he took a break.
They were putting the music on everybody.
He was the only one they didn't put the music on. It went straight to that McDonald's commercial.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we're not loving it.
Yeah. So okay, people on Twitter, this comes from Brandon Jinx. He says, "Soon as Drake said you don't need this, the Grammys got vexed on him." Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was instant, and I think it was very, very obvious. This one's from Jackie Hill Perry. She says, "Grammys cut to commercial real quick on Drake. They like, you ain't finna have people thinking they don't need us, bro."
Why that sound like Ashley wrote that?
Exactly. Ashley's long lost sister. Yeah, and the gif is just hilarious. It goes with it. So, I mean, it was quite obvious that people saw kind of what was going on with that. Okay, speaking of Cardi B, because we touched on that, and we touched on even, you know, her and Nicki. But Cardi B won for a Best Rap Album.
Yes.
And she is pretty much the first female to do it in a very, very... First female solo artist to do it in a long time.
Right, because at first they were going around saying she's the first female hip-hop artist to win a rap... to win a Grammy, which is not true. There have been eight prior to. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the fact that y'all really forgot, because Lil' Kim was, I think, the last...
Yeah, in fact, we have a tweet, if we can pull it up, Jonathan, from Essence, and they show...
Oh, there you are, yeah.
Okay, so this one's from Salt and Pepper. So it says, "Let's welcome our new addition to the family. Congratulations, Cardi B. Sis, you work hard and play hard. Welcome to the female rap Grammy family." And it shows, you know, pictures of like Lauryn Hill and
Lil' Kim, Missy Elliott, Eve. Yeah. I forgot Eve won one.
Yeah,
too.
Queen Latifah. So yeah, they've all won Grammys.
I mean, yeah, shout out to her.
Like, but it's, like, awesome that a female rapper won this year.
Yeah, over Drake's album and over Travis Scott. I was actually really kind of shocked Travis didn't win anything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I liked his album. I definitely, hands down, I knew Cardi was going to win.
Yeah.
Because marketing-wise, it was just a juggernaut. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Drake... It's kind of like they could always go with Drake, you know, because that's like a safe, like everything Drake's out is gold to everybody.
Right.
And Travis Scott, I think, just got so much hype. But when you look at it overall, Cardi had the train.
Exactly. She did.
So it was just like,
she's the hottest thing right now. I loved how she got up and she's like, "I'm so nervous. Maybe I should start smoking pot." Like, you just love her because she just keeps it real. She just says it's ever on her mind. But today there was a little bit of backlash.
I think Offset's going to break up. I think they're going to break up eventually.
I think so, too.
I think, honestly, and this is the taste of it, how much success she's going to be getting, I think it's going to eat it, their relationship.
Me, too.
Because he was jumping in like...
He was there in every picture. He was like the Fiji water girl. In every picture. Just like, hey. I mean, come on now.
Get Offset. He's like, "I'm right here. Get Offset. I'm right here." No. Remove yourself from the set.
Exactly. Or try to get Cardi.
Right.
In her pearl costume. All right. So this is what Cardi took to, I think it was Instagram today, because she had some words, you know, for
her
the Twitter, haters.
I mean, her Instagram is gone.
Oh, was it Instagram?
She had deactivated it.
Wow. See, I didn't even know that. Okay, so let's play this video. No.
Let's see. This is why.
"But it's not my style for people to put other people down to uplift somebody else. That's not my style, and that's not what I'm with, and I don't support that. However, I've been taking a lot of shit today. I'm seeing a lot of bullshit today, and I saw a lot of shit last night, and I'm sick of this shit. I worked hard for my motherfucking album. I remember last year when I didn't want for Bodak Yellow, everybody was like, 'Cardi got snubbed. Cardi would have got snubbed.' Now this year's a fucking problem. My album went 2-time platinum, my nigga. And every chart that there was, my album was always top 10. Number one album as well. I fucking worked my ass off, locked myself in the studio for 3 months, my nigga. Didn't went to sleep in my own bed, sometimes for 4 days straight, pregnant. Some songs couldn't even get on the fucking album because my nose was so fucking stuffy from my pregnancy. Niggas couldn't sleep. Niggas couldn't do shit. While everybody was harassing me like, 'You're not gonna do it. We know you're pregnant. Your career is over.' That shit dwelling in my fucking mind while I'm working."
All right. And then it cut off. Okay, so what are your thoughts on that?
Girl, like, duh. Like, it's hard for everyone. Like, everyone goes through this creating an album. Congratulations, for real. Congratulations. And you're responding to this because of the backlash that the Twitter storm. People are very upset that Nicki has never won a Grammy. Nicki Minaj, for the past 8 to 10 years, roughly, has literally been the only female hip-hop artist to stay consistent. Lil' Kim paved the way before her. Mm-hmm. But what Nicki did marketing-wise, merging pop and hip-hop together, like, Nicki has worked just equally as hard. And so I think a lot of it is coming from that. You know,
do you think it's coming from...
I think a lot of people just being like, wow, she just gets this. Like, which she deserves it. She worked hard. The album was great.
Yeah.
But you go back to how many years prior to, and it's like, okay, well, Nicki's body of work is legit. And you could look at her numbers and be like, okay, there's a few songs in there that, you know what, she probably should have at least won a Grammy for.
For something, right.
You know, so I think that, I feel like that's where
stemming from. Right, it's definitely stemming from there. I don't think people should try to take this away from her.
Nicki even tweeted congratulations to all of the artists. She didn't say not one negative thing.
Right.
She said to everybody, like, you know, she didn't shout her out specifically.
Right.
But, like, if Nicki had said something shady, fine.
Right.
Then be mad and do all that. But, like, you mad because the fan bases are going out? You know they're going to do that.
Right. It's Twitter.
It's Twitter.
Exactly.
And BET got in on the action.
Yes, they did. In fact, I think we have that tweet, if we can pull that up. So, if we can't, pretty much BET sent out a tweet saying, oh, God, what did it say?
Nicki Minaj is getting dragged
by
the
lace front. Exactly. To which, I mean, Nicki pulled out of the BET experience because
all of Young Money pulled up.
Yeah. Because that just wasn't.
No, it's like, hello.
You didn't need to go there.
The woman who has literally made your award shows popping for the past 7 years, that she's won Best Female Hip Hop Artist.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are the bootleg Grammys. And you gonna sit and say that about Nicki? Like, after everything she's done for y'all? Like, that's, like, how I felt when the VMAs... I felt like the VMAs shaded Britney. And then they made up for her and they gave her, like, the Britney Icon Award whatever.
Right.
Like, it was like, okay, y'all realize because y'all best VMAs were every year that Britney performed.
Right.
There was something fucking creative, whether Beyonce performed too or whoever the case is. Those were your golden years. Like, respect where respect is due. Like, and I just thought that was shady. Yeah. I love
Speaking of respect, Lil' Kim... showed her respect. She said, thank you, Jesus. Look at God. Congratulations, boo. I am Cardi B. You deserve it. So happy for you.
I mean,
love it.
Yeah.
I love Lil' Kim.
I can't wait. They're going to do the Mariah Carey remix. I know.
Yes!
With Kim, Cardi, and Missy Elliott. I know.
All my faves. All my faves.
No.
Okay. You know, speaking of people doing collaborations and whatnot, what'd you think of the Motown tribute?
I loved it. I thought Fantasia was amazing. I thought Yolanda Adams, Andrea Day, like, I thought that... And
I'm talking
the fact
Motown,
that they
the J-Lo.
Oh.
J-Lo.
I thought the Aretha Franklin tribute to her Motown-ness was amazing.
Now,
I just said this the other day, in the last show I just did. I love J-Lo.
Me too.
I think that this was not fair. And I would have loved to know if she was like, I want to do this. Or if, like, they were like, hey, we want to pitch this to you. And she's like, yeah, I'll do it. It was so Vegas-y.
It's very Vegas-y.
Very whitewashed. And I say that because I felt like, if you know anything about Motown, there was an era where all of these, you know, black singing groups would come out with these singles. And then white groups would take those, like Mr. Postman, Mr. Salmon, would take those. And then they would, you know, and those would be on the radio.
Right.
Those were the songs that she sang last night. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like she really came out and was like, you know, she gave us a little Jackson 5 or whatever. But, like, I just felt like she wasn't really giving us Motown, you know. And then... like the salsa thing with Neo at the end.
I was confused by that, by the salsa.
I was very confused, right? And again, J-Lo, you're great. Body looked amazing. Your dancing was everything.
Amazing.
First of all, the clothing wasn't even Motown.
No. So, I was a little confused. I had no problem with her per se doing it. I just wish that other people were involved in it. Like, they could have got a Kelly Rowland or, you know, there's a lot of other artists that I think could have done a lot of those songs. Like, I could have made it, you know, yeah, the whole melody.
And they were all there.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't need Diana Ross to sing a concert. Like,
right.
She could have been a part of the tribute right. to Motown.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is, you know, you had Smokey Robinson there. And you had Alicia Keys. But I felt like they only had them sing with her because there was backlash.
Right.
And the reason I say that is because that's one of the outfit changes. I'm like, why is Alicia Keys performing in her hosting? She's been wearing
right.
this through, like, the past hour and a half. Why are you still wearing it? And I felt like last minute they were like, just go in there. We need some black
for
people
one
with
line. just walk across the stage. Say one line.
Na, 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 na.
And she was gone. She was gone as quick as she can. It was real quick.
It was quick.
It was like two lines.
It was not quicker than that performance should have been.
Right.
But again, shout out to J-Lo.
J-Lo. I love J-Lo. She still sounded amazing.
And she did it with class.
She still knocked it out. Exactly.
I think maybe it would have been better if, like, they did a dancing tribute to Motown. And she just went out there and just did all the little, you know, one, two steps.
Right, right.
But, you know, we didn't get that. Maybe next year.
All right, moving on.
Shout out to Black History Month.
Yes, yeah, right. It's been a one. Moving on to Russell Wilson was trending this last week.
Bagels.
Yeah, people caught rumors on the Twitterverse.
You got to be careful.
As usual. That Russell Wilson had bought Ciara's masters and gifted them to her, I believe it was for Christmas. And I think this first was published or tweeted out on Media Takeout.
Or Baller Report.
One of those. So then, of course, everyone's like, ooh, get you a man like
and
Russell.
And it's believable,
it
too.
It is.
Because
it totally is.
I stalk them on Instagram. And, like, they are just, they're literally everything.
Everything. They're amazing.
And you just look at him and you're like, why?
I don't know why people, like, guys are so like, oh, he's corny. I'm like, no, he's an example of a good, like,
well,
legit.
Well, because we live in a day and age
exactly.
where that's not a man. Actually,
that
that's
is
exactly
a man.
A man.
Exactly. That is how you should be treating your woman. Now, granted, today it was discovered that, you know, he did not buy the Masters. She actually does own her Masters, and she said that at a conference. I think we have her Instagram post, if you can look for that, Jonathan, up there. There it is.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, she actually has said that she owns her own masters.
I wonder if she owns all of them.
I don't know. Let's play it and see.
It's always been important to me, and that's what this chapter is about. And, you know, being able to own my own masters has been really cool. When the sync opportunities come on, I'm like, yes, we want that. We can place it there. We can place it there. And being able to have that freedom and flexibility has been amazing. And, you know, I'm having so much fun. I'm really having the most fun I've ever had out of all my years of doing this. And I'm just grateful. I really am. And I will say this, the idea behind Beauty Marks is that the scars that we get from the adversities that we go through life are actually our beauty marks.
Yes.
And so that's where it all comes from for me.
I like it. Beauty Marks is going to be the company that she runs. And it's not just singers. It's actors, makeup, everything.
That's awesome.
That's dope.
I love her. I love them together. People need to...
And shout out to Sia. That's so smart that you knew to make sure that you invested the money. Now, I would like to know if it's all of them or on the more recent albums.
Exactly.
Because if you own goodies...
Girl.
Good night.
Exactly.
That's why I ain't dropping another album for you, selfish
bitches. Exactly. Because I own the Masters.
We got to put that right there.
Exactly. We're going to sink this here. Sink this there. My goodies.
Okay.
My goodies.
Shout out to Sierra and Russell.
All right. So,
Russell, don't make you any less of a man. You're still a man.
Exactly. So this is what people on Twitter were saying. So this is from Bubba Fidel. Russell Wilson is a brilliant role model for many men, but I guess some prefer womanizers, abusers, and drug users instead.
Yeah, we live in a day and age where we
glorify that. Isn't that sad?
I mean, it is sad, but, I mean, look at what's on TV.
Yeah.
It's like the bad guy's the cool guy.
That's true. All right, so HMB on Twitter also said, men who clown Russell Wilson only acknowledge their children on tax documents.
Shade.
The shade. But so true. Mm. But so true. And Ahmed Mickey Rourke in 97, okay, says, yo, people were really passing around Russell Wilson buying Ciara's Masters for Christmas Story with no link. See, that's like the thing. People be real quick
And honestly, it's why I go right to Google. If I don't find it, like the other one that I haven't, and I just gave up on it, because what the Jussie Smollett thing kind of pulled me away from everything. Right. And then the Liam Neeson. Mm-hmm. I'm like, everyone's just passing this around. It's like, okay, well, where's the link to, I want to see it. I want to hear, I want to see.
See, that's what Ashley said last week, because we talked about the whole Liam Neeson thing, mm-hmm. and she's like, well, I haven't seen it. And that was, there was an actual, like, story and link. Yeah. And then, of course, the next day after we did our show, he went on GMA. And he was, I think, already had a scheduled appearance for that for his movie, which totally bombed this week. Wonder why. And he addressed the whole thing. And he said he did say that, which is crazy. Yeah. Which, actually, this is going to take us into our next segment, which is Terry Crews actually came in and defended him.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is what Terry Crews had to say on Twitter. He says, he took the wrong road. It's simple. No excusing what he did, but he did have a choice. That's the fork. So he was talking about in a previous tweet, which I don't know if I have that, but Liam came to a fork in the road at that, and he, you know, chose right by not killing someone for the most part. So people got on Terry for, you know, defending him. What mm-hmm. do you think about that?
You know, look, I get it, to be mad, and, you know, we live in a day and age where you're tired, you know? You're tired of hearing negativity, you're tired of hearing hate, but, you know, I just posted this thing, too, where it said, forgive them, forgive all of them. Whoever them is, you have to forgive them, because if we don't,
right,
we can't grow, you know? And so you have to look at someone like that and say, is he the problem now? You know, yes, that when he said that, that's an issue. And I would like to sit down, have a conversation with him. Do you still feel this way? Right. You know, Kevin Hart, do you still feel this way? Like, you know, figuring out, like, do these people still have these beliefs? Right. There are things that
I believe people can grow and learn.
Well, think about what you thought when you were a child to where you are now.
Yeah.
You know, and you just kind of figure it out. You learn right from wrong.
I think the main issue that people have is the fact that he not only did he have these thoughts 40 years ago, but he said he went out looking for people to, you know, get in a fight with and potentially kill. So even though he didn't, it's like for every one of those people of his thoughts that, you know, that didn't happen, there could be somebody like a George Zimmerman who right. kills a Trayvon Martin, and that does happen, and that does have real world consequences. Mm-hmm. And that person clearly still hasn't learned,
and that's
that
why,
what he did was wrong.
That's the example. And you use that as the example.
Right.
You know, because he still hasn't woken up.
No.
You know, Liam mm-hmm. came out, he addressed right. the situation. He's okay. See, my thing is, if you're not cool with talking about it, like mm-hmm. Kevin Hart, like, I talked about it a million times. Maybe 3 million need to hear you.
Mm.
So maybe your million, yes, great. But you know what? Maybe this is now something that you need to actually, there's a reason that the world is putting this energy towards you.
Right.
Use it.
Right.
Use it as a platform, as an example.
To educate.
Yes.
To educate.
You know?
Yeah.
Say you were stupid. You were dumb. You know, like, we all are. We have those moments. Mm-hmm. Learn from it.
Exactly. Okay, so speaking of learning from moments, we're getting into our viral moment of the week. Oh, this one's a doozy. Okay, so have you ever been at a club?
Melvin.
Ever been at a club and some guy, you know, asks you for your number and you don't really want to give it to him, but you give it to him because maybe you had a couple drinks and then you just never return his calls and then he leaves you a voicemail, a really angry voicemail about that?
No, I don't give that, but it's a DM. I get the DMs.
Oh, okay, see? Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, let's take a listen to this because people, this is a viral voicemail that people are, like, putting over, you know, Drake tracks. They're putting it over everything. So let's take a listen.
Not this beat.
Hey, this is Melvin. I texted you last night. You never responded back. If you didn't want me to have your number, then why did you give it to me? That was kind of like dumb as hell. You seem like you want to be little young, dumb-minded brides. You got your little rinky-dink minimum wage job at Marshall's, and you think you're the bomb and you're a firecracker wearing wigs like you some 90-year-old lady with no hair. And I thought you had a nice face and body, but beyond that, there's so many chicks in San Diego with that. I got plenty of them, so I'm not
call them.
Be chasing
exactly.
You not about to be chasing you around.
You are.
But you
You're
are.
Here. We're here. We're here.
I'm not about to be chasing you around.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's me?
The remix. I mean, it's so funny because when I was dating, I got a couple of those. And I was just like, dude, I'm just not that into you. But, like, you telling me all that stuff isn't going to make me want to drop my panties for you, you know?
Well, first of all, I was like,
what are you
doing? Are you chasing me? Then now you're
right.
making fun of me.
Right.
So do you think I'm going to respond to this voicemail?
Right.
Did that help you?
Because that's going to make me want to be in a relationship with you. You sound real stable.
Did that help you? Because if it did, I'm happy that it did. You should probably be talking to a therapist versus my voicemail. But if that worked, I'm glad I could help.
Whatever.
Charity.
Yeah. So, you know, people be putting other people on blast, remixing it.
That is fun. I want Melvin to come out. Come out from the woodwork and say, hey, I'm a broken man.
That's funny.
Me on the track. And watch, he'll drop an album. At the Grammys next year.
Exactly.
You never know. Him and Cardi B.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Black Twitter. Jesse, where can the good people find you?
Boom. Y'all can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
All right. Thanks for coming in. It was
Thanks
so much fun.
Me.
Loved it.
I'm glad I got to vent about the Grammys.
Exactly. Everybody's got something to say about that, you know. And you guys can find me on all social media at Alina Vision, and that's Vision with two S's. All right. Until next time, peace.
Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.